Sean Long was 44 years old and had a long tenure as a coach with Park City Youth Football. He was also an umpire for Basin Recreation and Rocky Mountain Baseball. He was known as a sports enthusiast and especially loved working with youth. The wreck occurred a little after 8 p.m. on State Route 40 near mile marker 7 heading towards Heber. Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Daniel Christensen said there were a number of eyewitnesses to the accident.
It was a white Ford SUV that was traveling about the speed limit. One of our witnesses was only, two cars behind him. There was a semi up ahead of the white SUV in the same lane. And this SUV didn't change lanes till the very last second. Maybe he was distracted. We're still investigating that part of it. The SUV swerved hard left to avoid the semi, which then caused the SUV to lose control. It hit the center cable barrier at a high rate of speed, which then flipped the SUV. The SUV rolled multiple times through the median. The driver was the only occupant of that vehicle, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He was ejected out of the driver's side window, the driver's front window. His body landed in the westbound lanes of SR 40.
Christensen says Long remained in the westbound lanes until first responders arrived and Wasatch EMS transported him to the Park City Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead at 8:42 p.m. Utah Highway Patrol is investigating the accident to determine the cause.
We recovered his cell phone from the wreckage. It was in the median. It was still working. And we began to place it in airplane mode for possible further investigation, whether he was distracted or not. When we opened that cell phone up, it was the last screen on that cell phone was an email that he was writing. So it's possible that he may have been distracted while writing an email and driving. We are looking into that as a contributing factor to this crash.
Long left behind 9 children. A YouCaring website has been established for them. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.